Most Tuesdays, librarian Nancy Pearl brings us a book recommendation. If you've been listening to KUOW for a while, you know Nancy has very eclectic tastes. Nothing is out of the picture for her, not even a young adult book with a very retro cover.
Well, it's very retro, and it's called Sorcery and Cecilia, or The Enchanted Chocolate Pot. And this is a fantasy novel. It is shelved in the young adult section, but I think any fan of Georgette Heyer, or dare I say Jane Austen, might want to pick up this book if you can deal with a little bit of fantasy in your reading. It's the story of two cousins set in Jane Austen's time, the same time that Georgette Heyer has set the majority of her novels, the early 19th century. And two cousins, one of whom has gone to London to make her debut in society, the other who is staying home at in the country, and they're exchanging letters. This is a parallel world in which magic is part of their lives. There are wizards. There's a college of wizardry. Let me say that this was written long, long, long before Harry Potter.
Okay.
Many, many years before before Harry Potter. And the cousins, both in their own individual lives, get involved in what turns out to be a kind of dastardly plot. And it is all written recently. We talked about an epistolary novel by Julie Schumacher. Mm-hmm. This is an epistolary novel as well. Letters between these two cousins. That's all that we read.
Huh. And so when I said it was retro, it's retro in that it is an older book, an older publication.
Yes. Yeah, it is an older publication. It was originally published in 1988. But the interesting thing about this book, one of the things that I think is just makes it fascinating, is that it began as a result of a game that the two authors, Caroline Stever-Murr and Patricia Reedy, were introduced to by a mutual friend, where two people assume the personas of made-up individuals and write letters to one another in the character of the person of their new persona. The person who writes the first letter gets to set the stage. I mean, they choose the time, they choose the setup, and then that's how this book grew from those letters.
I'm just thinking the game sounds like a lot of fun.
Doesn't it sound great?
Yeah, I think we should challenge listeners to play this game.
Yeah.
So they adopted these two persona. They started writing letters in those characters' voices.
Yes. While they were doing other things, they're both, especially Patricia Reedy, is a very, very prolific YA fantasy writer. But this book, I think, you know, I'm a huge Georgette Heyer fan. And these two people, Stever-Murr and Reedy, have captured that whole milieu of and just added that little bit of magic. And it's just one of those wonderful romances where, you know, as soon as the two men are introduced, one to each girl, you know that despite, just as in Jane Austen, despite all the handicaps and the initial dislike, etc., they're going to get together. And then there's a sequel to this book as well.
I have to say, I'm a big fan of young adult fiction in general, but this transcends that.
I absolutely think it transcends it, and I believe, as a librarian and someone who has always felt that we pigeonhole books far too much, and that we just
read it. That's
read
it. Read
right.
it. Bottom line, the book is called Sorcery and Cecilia, or The Enchanted Chocolate Pot, and the authors, I'm going to spell these names because Patricia Reedy is not how you hear it. It's W-R-E-D-E. And her co-author is Carolyn Stever-Murr. 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 The one and only Nancy Pearl, thank you for coming by.
Thank you, the one and only Marcy.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Less series, and she's a regular Tuesday guest on The Record. You can see more of her book picks at KUOW.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl.